I don't know how to stop loving you. He said it so quietly. She almost didn't hear it over the distant rumble of the train. She looked up from his chest, her face flushed from the cold, or maybe from everything he made her feel.
You say that like it's a problem.
It is, he said, half laughing, voice shaking just enough to give him away. I can't think straight when you're near. I forget where I'm supposed to be. Who I'm supposed to be.
She touched his jaw, soft, reverent. Then don't be anything else. Just be here with me.
I want to, he said. His eyes were wet now, but he didn't blink them away. God, I want to, but I know how this ends.
She shook her head, slowly, fiercely.
No, you don't. You only know how it might end. But I'm right here, in this moment, and I'm not leaving.
He closed his eyes, breathing her in like she was the first deep breath he'd taken in months.
You don't understand. You feel like...
He faltered, swallowed.
You feel like home, and that's terrifying.
Why?
She asked. Because I've never had one before.
Her voice cracked as she leaned in, their foreheads touching, their noses brushing like they'd known each other for 100 years.
Then stay, she said. Let this be it. Let me be it.
He exhaled. Some wordless, weightless sound that might have been a laugh or a sob.
I love you,
he said, as if he'd never said anything true until now.
In every version of this life, I love you.
She smiled. Tears catching in her lashes, not falling, not yet.
Then don't go, she said. Whatever happens, just don't go.
I won't.
His hands slid into her hair, anchoring her to him like a promise.
Not tonight.
And for once, that was enough.